God became very real, very tangible. People could meet him, could touch him, could fellowship with him, and be very present with this very physical God in the person of Jesus Christ. But Jesus is not here now. Jesus has ascended. He cannot be seen and touched in that same way. So what has God left for the world to respond to? What can people look to for the image of God, for the image of Jesus in their presence? And as unlikely as this may seem, the answer is right here in this room. You and me. If you count yourself the disciple, a disciple of Jesus, then you are God's representative today. You have been called to stand up and take the message of God's love, the message of God's forgiveness, the message of reconciliation to those around you. Is that what you look like to others? When people look at you, do they say, "Oh, I can see the message of God's love in you"? Does your face so radiate with joy, the joy that's in your heart, that people are drawn to you? They want to be with you because you have that joy, you have that spirit. People love to talk to you, they love to have coffee with you, they like to sit and chat with you because you radiate joy, because you have the very Spirit of God in your heart. When we speak with people, do we speak of love, forgiveness, reconciliation? Do we speak of condemnation and judgment? Which one draws people to God? What do you look like to other people? Paul uses the term in 2 Corinthians, he uses the term ambassadors. He says, 2 Corinthians 5, "He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us." As if God was making his appeal through us. An ambassador is someone who's sent from one country to live and abide with the people in a foreign country, to be a representative of the country he comes from. All the countries in the world have embassies or consulates in cities all over the world. Canada too has ambassadors to virtually every country in the world. And that person wears the flag of Canada. When they speak, when they act, when they behave, the way they conduct themselves, people say, "Oh, is that what Canada's like?" And we're the same. We're the same. We're ambassadors for the Christian flag, if you like. And when people hear us talk and see us behave and see the way we act, they say, "Oh, is that what a Christian is?" What do we look like? What do we sound like to other people? As we've been praying today and we've been hearing in the news the last number of weeks, this world is in desperate need to hear a message of love and peace. To hear an authentic voice speak of God's love, of God's forgiveness and God's redemption. And God in his infinite wisdom has given the job to you and me. But are we able and are we willing to be the bearers of such a profound message? Have we allowed ourselves to be trained, to be discipled, to learn all that's required to be a representative of Jesus, to be his ambassadors to this world? If we are going to call ourselves disciples of Jesus, followers of Jesus, we're going to have to learn to be discipled. We have to come under the training, the tutelage, the direction of the Holy Spirit. We must enter into a transforming relationship with God so that He can turn us into the men and women He desires us to be. And the two texts that are in the bulletin today are about being formed, reformed, and transformed into the likeness of Christ. The first one is 2 Corinthians, chapter 3:18. We are being transformed into His likeness. We are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. See, if we are disciples of Jesus Christ, and we're in our prayer times every day, we're in our Bible study, and we're in our fellowship groups, we're in the daily process of transformation. We've been transformed from what we are to what we're becoming. It's a lifelong process. God working in each spirit, in each heart, to shape and form and reform each one of us into the image of Jesus. But we need to be submitted to the hand of God in our lives. We need to be sensitive to and responsive to the move of the Spirit within us. Because without that, there can be no change. There can be no transformation. There can be no growing. There can be no Christ-likeness in our lives. In Romans, the book of Romans, Paul, addressing the believers in Rome, he says, don't be conformed, or be conformed no longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then we will achieve His perfect, pleasing will. There has to be in each one of us on a day-by-day basis a transforming process going on. We need to be aware of it. We need to be actively involved with it, willing to come under God's transforming hand. Through the power of the Holy Spirit working in each one of our hearts, we're being called out of the pattern of this world and being sent back in as transformed ambassadors. If you are a redeemed believer in Jesus Christ and you're actively being discipled, then you've been called into this transformation. We've been called to grow up into Christ until we look like Jesus, until we mature into Christ's likeness. And in Ephesians 4:11 it says, when we get there, we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every word of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. That's my prayer for our students. There's a lot of deceitful teaching going out there. And we need to be clear about what is the truth. Instead, Paul writes, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. It's all about growing up. It's all about taking our faith seriously. It's also about taking our transformation as a day-by-day, daily process going on in our lives. So our faith is about becoming like Jesus. It's not about following a set of rules, participating in certain rituals. The Christian faith isn't a religion. It's a relationship with God, being transformed into the likeness of Christ. We're a fellowship of people being molded into the one we follow. And we're being asked not forced, every day, to bring our lives willingly into the Lord's workshop, to be reformed and transformed by his word. Jeremiah uses a wonderful image of the potter forming a pot out of clay. In Jeremiah 18:1, it says this: "This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, 'O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter does?' declares the Lord. 'Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.'" It's a beautiful image, isn't it? Of the control the potter has on the soft, malleable clay to make it into whatever he wants to make it into. It's a gentle process. The clay can't be handled roughly. It must be handled gently. And so is God with us, gently molding us into the people he wants us to become. The question is, are you willing? Are you willing to be taken apart and reformed and reshaped into a vessel that God can use for his glory? Will you daily place yourself on that potter's wheel and allow the master craftsman to reshape you into something he can use? Will you let him make yet another adjustment in your life, in your attitude, in your priorities? Will you allow him to rework those parts of you that have become misshapen, out of alignment? Because he knows more about you than you do. He knows which parts need fixing first. The question is, will you allow him? Will you resist God's hand on you? Or will you submit so that God can have his will in your life and make you look like Jesus to those around you? God wants you to look like Jesus. That's his purpose. Jesus is the model human being. "This is my son. I am pleased with him," Jesus said. God said, sorry, Jesus. Do you yet look like Jesus to others? If you are aware of your shortcomings, and if I asked for a show of hands, I would hope that all of you would raise them. Some would raise both, or should raise both. But we're aware of our shortcomings. We know we're imperfect. And yet, we abide in the love of God, who's reworking all of those little wrinkles and cracks and imperfections. He's working on them in each one of us. Sometimes it is a difficult process, as the Lord lovingly takes away parts of you that do not look like the finished product that he's trying to achieve. It is said of Michelangelo, the great artist and sculptor, that when he came to a block of marble ready to sculpt it into what he was going to make, he could already see the statue inside the marble. And he saw his job of taking away all the bits that weren't part of the statue. So the statue is already there. It's inside the block. The sculptor's job is to chip away all the parts that are not part of what he wants it to look like. And so God does that with you and with me. He wants to take away all those parts that are not part of the finished product. He wants you to be so conformed to his will that you'll be transformed into the likeness of his son. so like the little girl that's drawing her picture of God, people will know what God is like, they'll know what Jesus is like when God is finished with us. When God completes his work in us, we will look like Jesus to the people around us. People will be drawn to us to hear the message. Why are you so joyful? Why is it that you can handle all these things with a joy in your heart and a spring in your step? And then you can tell them, I have joy in my heart. I'm a believer in Jesus. I'm a disciple of Jesus. And that gives me joy every day of my life. So who do you look like today? And is that image any closer to looking like Jesus than yesterday, or last year, or a decade ago? Are you any closer to looking like Jesus? And it's real kingdom work to be involved with in your own life. Prayer, Bible study, confession, fellowship with other believers, leaning on a brother or a sister that you trust for encouragement. It's kingdom work of the Spirit working in you. A lot of people already think they look pretty good. That's why we used the Myrna and I picked that picture on the front of the bulletin. This is what awesome looks like Snoopy on top of his camera. A lot of people think they already are pretty good. They're not. They're not. It's better that the awesomeness in our life is a reflection of Jesus, not a reflection of anything we are, but a reflection of that Spirit of God working in us. That would be awesome. I want you to imagine, if you will, for a few moments, that you're at your morning prayers. You've once again rushed into God's presence. He's seated on the throne, and he's ready to hear from you. God eagerly awaits the times when his children come to talk with him. And God is there seated, and you are kneeling, and you begin your prayers, and he sits silently listening. You know, there's a table out beside him, at his right side. But you keep praying because you've got your agenda. You notice now that God's right foot moves to the right and he places his foot on a treadle. And the table now, you realize, is a potter's wheel. And the wheel begins to spin. But you keep praying. God scoops up some water, he splashes it on the wheel, and he cleans it off in preparation. The wheel continues to spin slowly. The Lord dries his hands, and then he reaches down to you as an adult would reach down to a small child to pick them up under the arms. And at that point, you have a choice. You see what's happening. You see what's going on, and you can quickly end your prayers and say, in Jesus' name, amen, and get on with your day. And leave the Lord's presence. Or you can allow the Lord to lift you up, put you on the wheel, and begin to reshape you, to begin to work you like a lump of clay, so he can form you and shape you into the one he wants you to look like. And he wants you to look like Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, it is hard. It is hard to admit to ourselves and to each other that we are imperfect. We are marred, we are flawed, we have attitudes and behaviors that make us imperfect. But we know you are a gracious God. We know you love each one of us intimately, personally, and intensely. And we know that it is your will that we will grow up into Christ-likeness. that when people look at us, they will see the joy in our hearts and they'll want to know why. Lord, so our prayer today is that you will continue working on each one of us, and we will continue to submit to your transforming work in our lives. Father, hear our prayer. For we pray from the heart. We want to be changed. We want to be like Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please do come downstairs and join us for some time of fellowship. Do we have an announcement at the back there? We have a new member. And what is it? A boy or girl?
Boy.
And what's the boy's name?
Ruish.
And when was he born? 17th of August. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. We have a new baby boy in our family. Wonderful news. Wonderful news. So come on downstairs. As we go from this place today, go knowing that God is transforming you. He's working in your heart. He's working in your life. Let him do it. Let him do his work and bring you to perfection. Go in peace. Amen.